Ray Uberly with the North Dakota Beef Commission joining the Red River Farm Network. And Ray, you've been able to take in convention here and go through some committee meetings, you name it. And one thing that you brought up is consumer education. Why is that still so important?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, Megan, that the consumer is constantly changing. The millennials, as we call them, they constantly want to know about how the food is being raised, which has kind of been a change over the years. Nobody really ever questioned that, and so I think it's imperative that we really address that and keep, and that our industry be transparent and let the people know what we're doing, how we're doing it, and that what we're producing is a very safe product and very wholesome, and those efforts will continue.
Well, and maybe we don't initially think of consumer education coming from North Dakota. We know North Dakotans love beef, but it certainly extends much beyond that, and of course, we can't eat all the beef we produce. And so how important is that national piece of the checkoff to the entire puzzle?
Well, one of the things I see happening, which I really applaud, is the fact that a lot of effort is being put forth by the checkoff people who administer the checkoff to target the eastern part of the United States, which is much more heavily populated than many other areas, and reaching out to those people and educating them about the wholesomeness of beef.
Well, Ray, any other high points from convention thus far?
It's always good to interact with fellow beef people from across the United States, and at the end of the day, we all want to make a livelihood off the same industry, but we have a lot of different concerns and issues, and I think by communicating and working together, we can resolve those, and at the end of the day, we're all better because of it.